for me to look into this sea of faces twice every Sunday. No, we don't have this many people in our services every Sunday, but we pack this building every Sunday morning and almost pack it every Sunday evening. To realize, and this is the thing that has consumed me lately, to realize that I'm here behind this pulpit in Jesus' place. One of the great passages in all the Bible is, "We beseech you in Christ's stead." Jesus could not be here this morning, and so he sent me to stand in his place. My feet are standing today where his feet ought to stand. And my voice is speaking today where his voice ought to speak. And oh, I do so want to say what he would say if he were here today. Won't it be a wonderful thing during the kingdom age? We can take a building like this and all of us meet and put in the Hammond Times, Jesus is speaking, First Baptist Church next Sunday morning. Won't it be a wonderful thing to sit out here, and I'll sit down here on the altar and just look up at him. But until he comes, we have to fill his shoes and we have to be his voice. God has no hands but our hands to do his work today. He has no feet but our feet to lead men to his way. We're the only Bible this careless world would read. We're the sinner's gospel. We're the scoffer's creed. We're the Lord's last message written in deed and word. What if the line is crooked and what if the print is blurred? What if our hands are busy with other works than his? What if our feet are leading where sins are the remedy is? What if our tongues are speaking of things that Christ would spurn? How can we hope to aid him and hasten his return? And so this morning, I stand here in the place of Jesus, trying as best I can, as I prayed before I walked in this room, for God to help me to say the words that he would say if he were here. I love crowds, you know that. I love the masses, you know that. And yet today I desire to quit the throng that I may talk to the one. Today I will quit the forest and settle on one tree. I will quit the banquet and speak to one flower. I will turn from the army to address one soldier. I will quit the herd to seek one lamb. And I will quit the school to teach one student. I'd like today to address you individually. I do not see this morning as being a great crowd of people. I see it this morning as being individuals who have needs and burdens and heartaches and problems. We all are concerned about the same food crisis. We all share the same concern about the Middle East crisis. All of us share a burden about the Cambodia problem. What shall we do? All of us share a concern about the financial condition of our nation. All of us have to wait on the same trains and feel the same pains and suffer the same burdens and carry the same loads. I want to talk to you this morning. I'd like to draw a circle around you. I'd like for you to feel like that Brother Hiles is having a personal visit with you today. You up in the balcony, are you child, are you bus person, are you businessman? I want to talk to you today. This is not unusual. 'Twas one lost sheep that our Lord sought, not 10. 'Twas one lost coin that the woman sought, not 2. 'Twas one lost boy that the father ran to meet, not 5, just 1. In Luke chapter 19, verse 10, it says, "The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost, not those which are lost." Not them, but that, the individual. God is interested in the individual, and God loves the individual. It's a whosoever, as the choir sang a while ago. It's a whosoever message. Whosoever means the poorest of the poor, the hardest of the hard, the meanest of the mean, the worst of the bad, the richest of the rich, the oldest of the old, the oddest of the odd, and the sickest of the sick. It means you. Whosoever means kings and queens can find room inside its walls, and peers and paupers can sit together under the canopy of whosoever. Whosoever has a finger for children, a hand for adults, and an arm for the aged. Whosoever includes the college professor, but also the retarded one in our services today. Whosoever includes the the valedictorian of the senior class, but also the retarded child who sat in our Sunday school class this morning, whosoever includes the Spanish up here. It includes the blind in the service today. It includes the rescue mission men up here. It includes the deaf people back here. Whosoever includes, best of all, it includes me. You may travel through Europe, Africa, and Asia. You may traverse China and Japan. You may sweep the southern seas. And yet every man you meet, red, yellow, black, and white, or brown, can sit down under the inside the circle of whosoever. I've often thought, suppose the Bible said, if Jack Hiles would call upon the name of the Lord, Jack Hiles could be saved. I've often wished I could see it there, so I would know it was for me. But one day I got a letter in the mail, and the return address said, Jack Hiles. I thought, good night. I've been wanting to write myself for years. But I got a letter from me. I wonder what I'm going to say about me. That's one letter. It won't be a crank letter, I'll tell you for sure. That'll be a love letter. And I saw Jack Hiles up there in the corner, and I opened it up, and a fellow said, I just read a book by you. He said, my name is Jack Hiles. I didn't know there was another Jack Hiles in the whole world. You were hoping there wasn't. But another Jack Hiles in the whole world. He said, I wanted you to know my name is Jack Hiles. I'm a Christian, too. I read your book, and I enjoyed the book. Now, if the Lord had said, if Jack Hiles shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved, it might have meant that other rascal instead of me. But when it said, whosoever surely meaneth me, oh, surely meaneth me. I'm glad today and the sun shines bright, the clouds have been rolled away. For the Savior says, whosoever will may come with him to stay. Whosoever means every person in this room, the little bus child huddled today between two big people trying to get enough room to wiggle, it means you. That poor teenager today from the ghetto in Chicago, that means you. The poor lady today who had to borrow money to come to church this morning and wear a hand-me-down dress, that means you. Those of you that cannot hear what I say but are listening through the dedicated hands of Miss Jeffries, that means you. Those of you that heard in the Spanish language this morning, that means you. Those of you in our retarded class, that means you. Whosoever surely meaneth you. Now, there are four things I want to give you in my message this morning, God's message for you. Four things that God said to you, very simply. I read them a while ago. First, God said, I have loved thee. Oh, you say, I know God loves the whole world. No, God loves you. He loves you. Oh, you say, I know God loves the nations of the world. No, God loves you. God loves you and you and you. I don't think if there's any better news in the whole world than know God loves me. All of our people have heard me say this. I'll never forget the day as a little barefooted kid, I was thinking this morning, if they'd had buses in our day, I'd been one of these bus kids today. I went to Sunday school barefoot. And as a little barefooted 5-year-old boy, one day I went to a little Sunday school in Dallas, Texas, and a faithful Sunday school superintendent walked up and put me on her lap in front of all the boys and girls, and looked at my little bare feet and my little patch khaki trousers and my little white T-shirt. And she hugged me to her breast and she said, Jackie boy, God loves you. God loves you. And I looked up to her out of my poor little poverty-stricken eyes and said, Mrs. Bethel, does he love me as much as he loves all the rest of the boys and girls who have shoes and white shirts and ties? And she hugged me to her breast, and she said, Jackie, boy, he probably loves you more than he loves any child in this room today. And the fireworks of heaven turned loose in my soul. I don't know any better news than that. God loves me. I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. I've been singing that all week long. I've been singing. I can't sing, but I wish I could. I am so glad that Jesus... I'm so glad that my Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful love in the Bible I see. And this is the dearest, that Jesus loves me. And I've been whistling all week and saying, I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. And I've been all week long, you're covetous now. Let your heart burn out, you folks that can't sing. But I've been singing all week long. And I walked down the street singing it. And in my motel room, I sing it. I walked down the hall in the motel. I was in Akron, Ohio, Monday and Tuesday, and then to Allentown, Pennsylvania, Friday and Saturday. And I, everywhere I go, while I eat, I am so glad that Jesus loves me. I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. And I was on the airplane, and I got on the airplane, and I was singing it. I gave the stewardess my ticket. As I say, I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. And I sang it, and I went down an aisle singing it. And the stewardess came back after a while. She said, you've been humming a song ever since you were on this plane. What is it? And I said, it's I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. And so I kept on. And I went to the restroom all the time. I was humming the song and singing it. I'm so glad that my Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. And this is the dearest, that Jesus loves me. I'm so glad that Jesus... And I'd sing it and sing it and sing it. And so just when we started to come down for landing, the stewardess came by and she said, fasten your safety belt, please. And as she went away, she was going... Da 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 da. And I said, hey, you know what you're doing? She said, you got me doing it now. And I said, yes, I have. I said, let me tell you, here's what the song sings. It says, I'm so glad that my Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see, and this is the dearest, that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. And she said, that pretty. And I said, it's true. And I said, he loves you. And I got my Bible out, and she sat down beside me in the seat. And she trusted Jesus as her Savior. And we both sang, I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves... I don't know any better news than that. Jesus loves you this morning. He who set the stars like diamonds in the blue. He who placed the rainbow with its seven-colored hue. He who carved the mountains and the gorges into view. He who passes the old away and maketh all things new. Bends his ear to us below and whispers, I love you. He loves you this morning. I fly over the Rocky Mountains, look down upon the, looks like a sundae with the whipped cream on the top, and look down on the beauty of the Rocky Mountains, and I say, the one who made those loves me. I fly across the desert and look down the painted desert, and look down at the Grand Canyon time and time again going to California. And I look down and say, he who made that, he loves me. He loves me. I look at the lakes of Minnesota dotted like teardrops on the floor. And I say to the one who made those lakes, he loves me. My eyes climb the majestic palm trees of Florida. And they say, the one who made those loves me. Never will the silver stream of his love cease to flow. And never will the ocean of his grace cease to wash the shores of our lives. He loves you this morning. That's my message to you. Oh, sure, I could tell you about hell and damnation. And I believe it. I do believe that people who die without God go to hell. I could remind you this morning that someday you've got to face a vengeful God at the judgment. I could remind you of that. And I believe it. I could remind you that great day when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more. And the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, and I believe it. But all of that is superseded with the wonderful, blessed truth that God loves you today. Oh, you're tucked away in this room in the mighty crowd of people, but God loves... Did you hear me? I have loved thee, saith the Lord. I have loved thee, saith the Lord. But there's a second blessed truth this morning. And that truth is, the Lord said, I've called thee by name. He knows your name. I don't know all your names. I don't even know some of you which ones belong to our church and don't. In some cases, we have so many folks. I was walking back down the center aisle over here, this aisle one day, looked down at a little lady, and I said, are you a visitor here? She said, no, I joined this morning. I didn't know. One of my heartbreaks is the fact that I don't know all of you personally. You know, I wish there were 10 people. I want to see everybody that needs to see me. I'm booked up for appointments now into June, and I average over 100 appointments a week for the last few weeks.
And I want to see you. And I'd like to talk to you. And I'd like to eat in your homes. And I'd like to fellowship. I can't. But I want you to know I love you. And God loves you. And God knows your name. He knows your name. God says, by the way, he has a hard time up here. Down in Texas, it's easier for God to know all the names. Smith and Johnson. But up here, it's George and Buski and Huskikowski and so forth. And the Lord knows your name. He's a mighty good God, I'll tell you for sure. He knows your name. The Lord not only says this morning, I want you to come to me. He says, George, I want you to come to me. And Bill, I want you to come to me. And Mary, I want you to come to me. He numbers the hairs of your head. He sees the sparrow fall. He feeds the ravens of the air. He numbers the sand of the seashore. He clothes the lily of the field. He calls every star by name, and he knows your name today. You sit with the house. I can't understand it. I can't either. But he knows your name. He knows your house number. He knows your telephone number. He knows the pain you feel in your body today. He knows you. He loves you. Hallelujah. He knows your name. He calls you by name. Praise the Lord. But then he says something else. He says, thou art mine. And I like that. I'm his. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Every time I think of that song, Dr. Tom Malone up in Pontiac, Michigan, one little boy kept singing, not for the years of Tom Malone, but for eternity. And no, it's not Tom Malone. It's time alone. And he says, you're mine. There's nothing worse than for love to go unreturned. And God loves you. Can you imagine it this morning, how much he loves you? He loved you enough to give his son. He loved you enough to turn his back on his son so his son could dip his own soul into your hell as your substitute. He loved you that much. God so loved the world. God loves you. And yet you won't return that love. Can you imagine the awful heart of God who loved you so much? Up here at St. Margaret's Hospital, by the way. Well, I'll tell you a minute. Up in St. Margaret's Hospital a few months ago, one of our men was in the hospital and he died. One of our dear men, faithful, loyal for years to this church. His grown son, I suspect 35 years of age, was very close to his father. His grown son went into the room where his father's body was lying dead. And the son said, Daddy, I love you. I love you. He said, talk to me, Daddy. Tell me you love me. And the lips were still and quiet and cold and tense. He said, Daddy, I love you, Daddy. I love you, Daddy. Tell me you love me. And there was no answer. And the son said, and one of our members, he said, Daddy, you've always told me you love me. And then Brother Fisk, I think you saw this part. You there, he tried to put his arms. It was you or one of our pastors. It was Brother John. But somebody told me that he took his daddy's arms, laid down his daddy, and took his arms and put his dad's arms around him and said, hug me, Daddy. Hug me, Daddy. And Daddy couldn't hug. The Lord God looks down this morning and says, I love you. Love me. I hug you. Hug me. I want you. Want me. The God who made you this morning loves you and he wants you for his own. He says, thou art mine. And there's a fourth statement I'll make very briefly, and that is, he says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. What waters is he talking about? Waters of death? Waters of death? Paracelsus, a renowned psychologist or physician, prepared a medicine, he said, that would, if taken, people would not die by illness. They would have to wait till they died of old age. And yet he died with an illness when he was a young man. A French duke forbade the word death even be mentioned to him in his conversation, but he still had to die. All, like Onassis, did have to go. You've got to die. Yeah, you got to go alone. Listen to me. Jesus says, I'll go with you through the waters. My message this morning, from the corner over here, and back here, all the way over here, and out in the hallway, to all those outside. God loves you today. And God wants you for His own. And He knows your name. And He'll be with you if you trust Him. He'll be with you through the shadows. This is a wonderful day. A wonderful day. We'll have 25,000 people or more in Sunday school. And God will meet with us. And God is here. But for two people today, in our church, it's not a wonderful day. Are you listening? Two of our sweetest people today came to Sunday school. A couple that had prayed for a little baby for so long. And God gave them a sweet little baby. And they put that little baby in our nursery this morning. And suddenly, nothing happened except the crib disease took the baby. And by the time they got there, the baby was called. And they're at the St. Margaret's Hospital. That's where the Colston has been. They're at the St. Margaret's Hospital feeling a cold little face this morning. I don't know why. I don't know why. But there's one thing I do know. God's up there at St. Margaret's Hospital this morning. I know that. I know that. Oh, God loves you. Did you hear me? God loves you. Did you hear me? He loves you. He loved you so much, He looked down and saw that you were a sinner and saw that because of your sins, His justice must condemn you to an eternity without Him. But He loved you so much, He gave His own Son and said goodbye to Him and saw Him nailed to a tree and turned His back on Him so His own Son dipped His soul into hell, bearing your sins and mine as our substitute. He loves you this morning. He loves you. He knows your name. He wants you for His own. And if you'll trust Him as your Savior this morning, He'll go with you through the waters. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Miss Colston, get the organ. Choir, let's sing that through one time. I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. Just the chorus of it. And let the choir sing it. I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. Sing it, choir. Amen. He loves you.
Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me.
Praise the Lord. Why don't you shout and say glory to God? Jesus loves me. He who made the mountains and He who causes the sun to rise and go across the skies, a bridegroom cometh out of His chamber, and He who dots the heavens with the stars at night like chandeliers with a ceiling of blue, and He that dropped like teardrops the beautiful lakes of Minnesota, and He that with one great swoop of His brush painted the rainbow, and He that holds the earth on its axis today, He, the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God of gods, loves you today. Sing it with us. Ready? All together. Sing it, choir. All of us.
I am so glad that Jesus,
amen, He loves me.
Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me.
Would you bow your heads for prayer, please? No one leaving the service. No one at all. Thank you, dear Lord, that you love us. We're unlovely, but you love us. We're unlovable, but you love us. And so many times we're unloving, but you love us. Thank you. But oh, there's some this morning that have never returned that love. I pray that this morning will be the morning when they say yes to Jesus. Our heads are bowed in prayer. I'll ask that no one leave the service unless it is a dire emergency. Could we withink the ocean fill and were the sky a parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, or could the whole contain the scroll though stretched from sky to sky? O love of God, so rich, so pure, so measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. I wonder with heads bowed how many would say this morning, Brother Hiles, I know he loves me, and I've trusted him as my Savior. Thank God. I love him too. I've been saved, and if I died this morning, I would go to heaven, and I know it. Would you lift your hand, please, all over the building? All over the building. You can put your hands down. Thank you. Now with heads bowed, I wonder who would say, Brother Hiles, I couldn't raise my hand. I don't know I'm saved. I don't know that I would go to heaven if I died, but I wish I did. I want to go to heaven. God knows I do. And I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. But I don't know that I'm saved. I don't know that I'd go to heaven if I died, but I wish I did. Pray for me, Brother Hiles. I want to be saved. Would you lift on the main floor, on the lower floor, raise your hand for prayer. If you don't know that you're going to heaven, but you want to know it, lift it way up high. Way up high. God bless you over here on my right, lady. God love you. And God bless you, lady. And God bless the dear lady. God love you. And God bless you here on the front, son. And over here back in the back, God bless you. Yes, over here on the left, yes, God bless you. On the main floor, God bless you. Yes, I see you. And back in the back, God bless you, pal. And God bless you over here. God bless you, dear sir. God love you. And back here in the back, yes, God bless you. Who else on the main floor? You'd say, pray. Yes, God bless you back here. God love you. God bless you over here. God love you, sir. Who else on the main floor? God bless you, sonny boy. And God bless you, pal. God bless you, dear lady back in the back. God loves you. Who else would say, I don't know that I'm going to heaven, but I want to receive Jesus. Pray for me on the main floor. God bless you, sir. God love you, sir. Who else? God bless you. That man, God bless you, sir. God loves you today. I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. God bless you, young lady. God bless you. Who else? Well, yes, God bless you. I see you, little lady. God bless you, ma'am. I see you. Praise the Lord. God bless you, lady. I see you. And God bless you, little lady. God love you. Who else on the main floor? Over here. Yes, God bless you. God bless you. Who else on the main floor? You don't know. Yes, God bless you. And God bless you. And way back in the hallway, the hands are up. Amen. Amen. And back in the hallway here. Praise the Lord. Amen. I prayed before I preached. Lord, may the Spirit of God go up and down the halls today, too. Who else? God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you, dear sir. Thank God for these big grown men, many of them with hair turning white, raising their hands and saying, I want God to save me today. Who else? God bless you, fella. Who else? God bless you. God bless you on my left. Who else? You say, pray for me. God bless you, sir. Amen. And God bless you over here next to the aisle. Who else on the lower floor? God bless you over here on my left. Who else on the lower floor? Yes. If I don't see, yes, God bless you. If I don't see you, God does. God bless you, lady. God love you. And God bless you back in the back. I see your hand. Who else? Now in the balcony on my left. Up on my left in the balcony. Say, pray for me. I don't know that I'm saved, but I wish I did. God bless you, sir. And God bless you. Who else? God bless you. Over here on my left in the balcony, who else would say, pray for me? Anywhere else in the balcony. Anywhere in the balcony. God bless you, sir. God bless you, ma'am. God bless you, sir. Who else? God bless you. Who else in the balcony? Pray for me. I don't know that I'm saved, but I wish I did. Pray for me. God bless you up here on my right. God bless you. Yes. And you. And you, lady. God bless you way back on the back row. Amen. Amen. Who else? Who else? Pray for me. Yes, several. Yes, God bless you. Six or eight hands right there together. And another. God bless you, dear people. He loves you this morning. And so do I. I'm so glad that Jesus loves you. I have good news for you. God loves you. He knows your name. He wants you for His own. And He'll go with you through the waters. Anybody else anywhere in the house, just raise your hand. Say, include me when you pray. Yes, God bless you back in the back. And God bless you up here. Who else? God bless the lady over here on my right. Who else? Our Heavenly Father. There are a lot of hungry hearts in a building like this. A lot of lonely people. A lot of burdens and heartaches. A lot of illnesses and serious problems. But thank God that Jesus loves us. I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. I pray that you'd speak to the hearts of all the people this morning whose hands have gone up, and those who didn't, but those who should have. May they say yes to Jesus today. Now with heads bowed and eyes closed, in just a few moments, the choir is going to sing. And they're going to sing that song. Is that song in our book? They're going to sing that song with our heads bowed now. I'm so glad that my Father in heaven tells of His love in the book He has given. No talking. Every head is bowed. And if this morning you want to receive Jesus as your Savior, if you want to become a Christian, if you want to prepare to die and prepare to meet God, I'm going to ask you to do something you'll be glad forever you did. I'm going to ask you wherever you are to leave your seat. Come to the nearest aisle. If you're upstairs in the balcony, come. We have 7 sets of stairs. You can come down, just choose the stairwell. You want to come down the main floor and down the aisle. We have folks who are experts and can show you how to go to heaven when you die. You come on the main floor. Just come to the nearest aisle. Now, I know what the devil is saying. I know what he's saying. He's saying right now, this is a big crowd, and you'd be embarrassed. And don't you do it. And it's all emotion. Don't you do it. Don't you listen to him. Tell him to go on back to hell. You're going to get saved today and trust Jesus as your Savior. Won't you do it? Won't you do it? Won't you leave your seat? If you've been saved but want to get baptized, you come. If you want to join this church by transfer, then you come. I am so glad that my Father in heaven tells of His love in the book He has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see, and this is the dearest. Jesus loves me, and He loves even you. Even you. Now, don't you wait. You come immediately. Don't linger. Come quickly. Father, bless the invitation. Help that folks will not leave, but wait. In Jesus' name. Now, before you stand, we won't be here long. Just long enough for the folks who ought to come. I'll ask that no one leave. No one will leave the service at all. But I want you to come quickly. Come very quickly. We'll need all the deacons who are going to do personal work to come quickly. And let's transact business with God on our faces here at this altar. I want the personal workers to use the platform to deal with. And all the area you can up on the platform first. We'll have plenty of room. Shall we stand, please? The choir will sing, I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. I'm so glad that my Father in heaven tells of His love in the book He has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. Come while the choir sings it.